So, oh, this thing. I think people, you hear about people eating these things in New Orleans or Louisiana. Some people use them for fish bait. They look like a little...
crawfish.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes, they take those out of the gutters. But they raise them in New Orleans. They raise a regular pond of them. And they got the stains all over New Orleans. Out in the section by the bayous, by City Park, where the people go there and buy them like you do a hot dog.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Crawfish and beer.
How do they taste?
I don't know.
Mine
never would.
Good. Oh, I meant to ask you when you were telling me about those foot-long beans and those green beans.
Mm-hmm.
Do people grow these beans around here? They're kind of fat, you know, and have,
yeah.
Right.
Butter beans, you tell me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Some call them limas. Lima beans, but they're a little different. The butter bean is smaller.
I see. And say if you had just picked a lot of those butter beans, you'd have to sit down and do what to them?
Kill them.
Have you ever done much of that?
Yeah.
I always liked the kind that you just had to snap. You didn't have to sit down. That was always easier. Take the shell off. And one other vegetable I was interested in, whether people grew around here, it's kind of a little hard, red-colored vegetable. Some people slice them up and put them in green salads. They taste kind of hot. Some people call them horse...
radish.
Yes, ma'am.
Horse radish.
Mm-hmm. Is that grown in this area?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that stuff?
Too hot.
Too hot. Yeah, about the way I feel about it. And since we were talking about animals, I don't know if, I guess this would be an animal, but have you ever seen at nighttime these insects flying around, light bulbs? Do you have any idea what those things are? Might be flying around the street light or...
Yeah.
Front porch.
Camel flies.
Now those aren't the same things that are bad to get in your clothes and eat.
Well, that's moth, M-O-T-H.
I see. And they're different.
Very.
You ever had a problem with those things?
Yes, I've got my good winter coat. The whole front of it.
They got it?
Yes.
Probably. And another insect I'm interested in, you mostly see these around water, around ponds. You got a long, thin body and transparent wings, and usually they'll light up.
Mosquito?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what it's talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard people around here call it anything besides mosquito hawk?
No, I have. But the name.
What about something like dragonfly or snake doctor?
No, I believe a dragonfly is different now. I may be wrong. I think a dragonfly has more red in his face, I would call it, where his whiskers come out.
Yes,
you know, those feelers come out.
Right.
I think that's a dragonfly.
I see. Do you have many insects around here that are bad about stinging?
Oh, well, ants. We have the red ants and the fire, they come fire ants. Oh, they're terrible. They build mounds, you know. Come up in a regular mound.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you can get, most people take a match and strike it and put it down in that hole if you can. But the best way is to put some kerosene oil. Be careful, just put a few drops and then put your match to it.